Here's Howell back to throw, third and long all day. Now hit as he throws over the middle. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. Donovan Wilson comes away with the Cowboys' second takeaway of the game.
That's your Dallas Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Let's go commercial free here, expressway style to the top of the hour. Courtesy of the On Time Experts segment here in the G-Bag Nation, also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. LA Live in about 15 minutes. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner 2.0, brought to you by Reliant Heating and Air.
Thank you very much there, Chieftain. Appreciate you. Yeah, let's talk about the defensive side of the football, if we could, what I saw on the game film. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are just, I think the NFL, the people that have the NFL packages and stuff like that, the .comers, I think the film's up now. So maybe some folks have had an opportunity to take a peek at that. And you have, good for you, good for caring about the game that way, trying to learn a little more. You don't have to be an NFL scout, former scout. You know, if you have that package, you'll figure out what's going on, you know. And I don't even know what sometimes the coverages and things like that, you don't know whose fault it is, but you can kind of get an idea. So good for you if you're learning football that way. All right. I want to go back. Remember, you opened the show with Maris Leofau, the play, the cartwheel.
Well, let's be fair. I opened the show with the craziest pass attempt we've ever seen, which was Kenny Pickett doing a front flip,
yeah,
trying to hold back the ball because he didn't want to let it go. That was amazing. Okay. But then we were curious about the Leofau play.
Yeah, it's a sack, but I'm surprised this wasn't called an incomplete pass because it was like it hand motion, ball in hand to the ground.
Slipped out of his small hands.
Yeah.
As he was somersaulting in the pocket.
But you got to give Leofau a lot of credit because he really timed the blitz perfectly off the edge. That was something that was like...
One of the few well-timed blitzes, because it seemed like anytime they were sending people...
Barkley, and their backs, Gainwell, Barkley, they the first time around did not do a very good job when these teams met 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, the Cowboy defense in that first game, they were all over Jalen
they
Hurts.
They got challenged in that game to pick up. And then I bet you one of the point of emphasis that they were talking about, hey, we can't let these guys blitz us to death and then, you know, give up pressures and things.
Certainly
like
helps when you don't have to worry about Overshown like they did in that first game. Overshown was a monster in that first game.
And you missed him yesterday, I think, with some of the pressure stuff. But Barkley tried to pick him up and he couldn't. And Leofau is getting really good. Leofau was able to grab the corner off Barkley, and then he was able to hit Pickett's arm. And he's lucky he did, because Smith on the outside, the wide receiver, he had pushed off from Booth. And was coming back to the ball. That was going to be like Pickett was trying to get the ball outside to Smith. And like I say, fortunately, Leofau was able to hit his arm. And that was but that was the penalty. They got a penalty on the play because Booth was called for contact. But it was Smith, when you watch the tape, it looked like Smith was the one that pushed off on that particular play.
But oh, okay. So you think that was a bad call?
I think it was a bad call, but I also think Leofau being there on the blitz helped the situation, because that's likely going to be a completed pass. Okay? So that was a kind of a fortune. I mean, yeah, you got the illegal contact call, but man, that could have been a bigger play.
Could have been a huge play.
Yeah. Calcaterra's the 34-yard reception. This is when Zimmer brought Lewis and Kendricks, you were talking about, on the board.
He dropped Micah.
Yeah, he drops Micah, and he absolutely, they also dropped Nealon too. So Nealon and Micah both dropped, and then you got the blitz from Kendricks and Lewis.
And nobody got home. Pickett had time.
It got picked up. It got picked up across the board. And Lane Johnson is holding Osa on the rush, but it's not called. I mean, you could clearly see it on the tape. He's getting held. Calcaterra makes a beautiful catch on the pass. It looked like it was going out of bounds. It looked like it was sailing out of – it was going to be – too far, and he stuck his hand up and was able to get it, you know, catch it in the one hand.
It was a great grab. McQuamu was right there.
Yeah.
But then they start going backyard football style.
It's just, you got to give them credit. Good throw, good catch. What made that play work was the blitz pickup. They got the blitz pickup because Zimmer tried to do something with the blitz two, drop two, and it didn't work out, and that's why it was able to make the reception. All right, there's a couple of bad matchups in this game, and this is bad matchup number one, and I have to give Kellen Moore credit for this one. He got Booth in the slot against Smith. Lewis took Brown and Bland on the outside on Dotson. So if it was me, I would have thought, okay, put Lewis on Brown, put Bland on Smith, and then put Booth on Dotson. I would have shuffled that around.
That's pretty common sense here.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my best on their best.
There's no doubt where the ball was going here. It was going to whoever was covering Booth. Because you watch Brown and Dotson break inside and Booth is run by, I mean, just runs right by Booth. Smith, I mean, just runs right by him. They pick up another blitz. Gainwell picks up the blitz. Ball's out. Gives Pickett time. Just a bad matchup. Ball goes right to Smith for a big play.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things, and maybe it's a touch nitpicky.
Yeah.
But I do think when you're looking at the overall season for Zimmer, there were times where you weren't helping guys or you weren't putting extra dudes on the best player. A.J. Brown just murders Kalen Carson for four quarters, and you don't really do anything about it. Ja'Marr Chase with the Bengals, pretty much the main reason why the Bengals were dominating you. And at no point you adjust to say, you know what, let's double him. Heck, let's triple team. Let's make sure that Ja'Marr Chase can't beat us tonight. Yeah. And you don't do it. And then yesterday's another example. We're just going to let Andrew Booth do his thing versus Brown and Devontae Smith, and we'll just let the chips fall. Yeah. Like, at some point, you got to pull some strings as a coordinator and say, okay, we're not going to let Booth go one-on-one with Smith or Brown. That should be pretty common sense.
Yeah. The 49-yard reception, the defense, again, was in a trouble from the snap. Smith was, once again, on Booth one-on-one. Hooker in the middle of the field. Hooker is going to drive deep. But he drives deep and he's going to his left. So he's going away from Booth and Smith.
No reason for that.
None. Because you got Bland on the other side taking Brown. So why would Hooker drop towards that side when you need help with Booth on the other side?
Booth is like your fifth corner.
Yeah. So Hooker's in the middle field. He's driving left away from Booth. Then you get Smith tries to peel back to the inside. Well, actually, not Smith. Hooker tries to, like, he's turned going to his left, then tries to peel back, get to his right. Hooker can't run. He just doesn't have any burst. He really doesn't have any closing speed. And he's just too slow. And there's too much ground to cover. Smith just runs right by him, and Pickett puts the ball in a perfect spot. So it's a 49-yard gain there. Should have probably been a touchdown. Great effort by Booth to bring him down at the 1 yard line.
And that's all it's about. These players aren't quitting.
Yeah.
Right. So that's really what it's about.
Yep.
Star up to Booth for not quitting on the play.
Yep. Here's a bad penalty in this game. You remember the Osa Digizua roughing the passer?
Yes.
It's a terrible penalty. Osa takes a run at Pickett. He really, really does. I mean, and there's just no reason to do this. The ball is already gone. And Bland really makes a good play in order to knock it away from Brown, the wide receiver there. I mean, he makes a really good play. And it's going to be a third down. If he just holds up on the play, they're going to have a third down. Roughing the passer gives the Eagles 15 yards and a first down. It wasn't even close.
I know.
You know, he's just got to, you know, and we talked about it in the pregame, the officials, Brad Allen – You're going to get a rough in the passer. Don't let him make that call. That was an easy call for him to make. But that penalty right there, they're going to have third down with an opportunity to get off the field. Instead, Philly gets the automatic first and continue to drive the ball.
How did you feel like Osa, Mozzie, the defensive tackles overall, how do you feel like they played?
Wasn't great. Because I felt like Philadelphia was, they started when they, Dallas got into some situations where they put 8 men in the box and still couldn't stop the run there, even knowing that. But we've talked about it all year long. The metrics tell you Dallas with loaded box, not very good.
They still don't stop the run.
Doesn't stop their issues at all. Okay, this is what I call bad matchup number two, part two. This is Booth on the outside versus Smith playing in press coverage. Booth is now, the last one we've seen Booth was playing off coverage. Now he's playing press. Booth doesn't even get his hands on Smith coming off the ball. Pickett's looking at him again the whole entire time. He's trying to get this the third. It's third and four on the play, the down and distance. Pickett's looking at him the entire time as Smith gets Booth to open his hips to the outside. So gets him to, like, he sells him like he's going to go outside. So Booth opens off the snap, and then he works back to the inside. No way he could get back to turn back. So it's just a pitch and catch play.
Right.
Third and four. First down.
A lot of it was on Booth.
Yeah. But he got turned. Hips outside, can't adjust back to the inside. And now, you know, you're in a situation where it's once again a bad matchup.
Well, Devontae Smith was stewing all week long after dropping key pass versus the Commanders help the Commanders beat the Eagles the week before. Yeah. And then he was just licking his chops all week. I got Booth.
Yeah.
Just throw me the ball. Whoever's at quarterback, I don't care. Is it our backup? Is it our third string? Just feed me. Zimmer's not going to help this guy, Booth. He's going to leave him on an island.
Yep. This is when you're asking about how the guys play. This was Barkley versus 9 in the box.
Oh, geez. Well, the second half, it was just have at it. Barkley, you're going to go get yours. Gainwell was getting some nice runs.
They get in a short yardage formation is what they do. And the defense just played this really, really poor. You know, Lewis tries to set the edge, which he's able to do on the left side of the defense. But
is this when Barkley busts it outside though?
Yeah. He sets the edge, but what happens again, Booth's the fill guy. It's not like Wilson or somebody that, you know, a linebacker. It's Booth. That just sounds like this whole defensive thing has been about Booth. But there's a lot of these plays that they made in the game where he was the primary player.
For sure.
But Booth is right there to fill, and he doesn't. And he waits on Barkley, who makes the cut to the outside. Like, if it's Wilson or one of those guys, or Leofau, linebacker, Kendrick, they're going to step up and make the tackle.
Knife in there,
and it's going to be a gain of one or two.
Well, it was a heck of a run by Barkley to just act for a second that he's going in, and then Lewis kind of goes, okay, now I'm setting the edge, but boom, I'm going to go inside, right. and then Barkley,
gets the outside.
The burst is real with that dude.
Oh, it's absolutely real. It's absolutely real. All right, Smith's second touchdown. This is the same route that I described earlier, the one where they had the press coverage and then kind of set to the outside.
Sell it outside and then bust back in.
Ran the same exact route, and it ended up as a touchdown.
Was this one also on Booth?
It was on Booth. This was Booth. Goodness gracious. Booth was playing off coverage. Smith had easy access inside. Hooker went overran the play. Like, he completely overran it to get out there. And, you know, Booth has no chance to break on the ball. The middle of the field's left wide open, and they're able to get him inside for the touchdown. But they ran the same play to get a first down. Then they came back, flipped the formation, ran it to the other side, and got a touchdown out of it.
So, and it was easy money.
Easy
pitch and catch there.
And just my final thing real quick. I know we got to get to LA Live.
Yep.
Smith did not have one target against Bland or Lewis. All his targets came against Booth. He was 5 catches for 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. Pride, the other who was coming off the practice squad, he had 1 route against him for 9 yards. So 6 receptions for 120 yards, 2 touchdowns against everybody not named Bland or Lewis in this game.
Jeez, no adjustments.
That's going after guys right there.
Yeah.
That's going after knowing who you need to go after.
And not helping your players out by Zimmer. That's a bummer. Yeah. Huge bummer.